morning. Can I stand here? Can I stand here? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ah, that'd be great. I was gonna say, the most difficult part is not only keeping this to 5 minutes, but standing behind a podium. Because I'm kind of not a podium person, and I've never been. And I taught mill art at West Point, and I found out, you know, sometimes, like, after lunch, it gets a little sleepy, and just come on back and talk to somebody like this. But I'm Janice Dombey. I'm retired Colonel U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I served in the Army for over 31 years, and I retired in 2011. And I think the first thing, and what I want to share with you this morning for 5 minutes, is to bloom where you're planted. And it says, oh yeah, what a stereotype. You know, bloom where you're planted, do every job you're assigned, the best you can. You know, what does that really mean? And how do you do that? You know, go to your unit. You know, we just heard about, you know, women in combat. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. And then, like me, I found my first assignment was at Fort Leonard Wood with a basic training company. That's not where HUA people go, or whatever the equivalent is for Air Force and Navy, whatever your HUA is. You know, you can just go ahead and say that. But I went to college, ROTC, but when I arrived at Longwood in Virginia, I had no desire to be in the military. Never even thought about being in the Army. Didn't want it, wasn't interested. And through a series of events, which would take up a little too much time than I can spend, I didn't get any of the classes I want. There's a major over in the corner saying, we're starting ROTC. We're gonna hang glide. We're gonna canoe. We're gonna rappel. And I was like, I wanna hang glide. I wanna canoe and rappel. And so I said, shoot, I'm not going in the Army, but I'm doing this stuff. And so I just signed up. I was out of the classroom for a couple hours a week, you know, your math and science and all that. And it was great. Then a recruiter came and talked to our class that spring. An Army recruiter said, have I got a deal for you? If you enlist, you can go to basic training this summer and then go back to college for a year and next summer do your advanced training. By the time you graduate in 3 years, your military commitment's done. And I, like I said, I never wanted to be in the Army, but I thought it'd be kind of neat to go to basic training and see how I did. And so I thought this is the way to do it. So, okay, and I told my parents, you know, I was thinking, and my dad was drafted during the Korean War, and the only advice my parents ever gave me, well, it was my dad, he said, don't volunteer for anything. So I, you know, go in the basic training. And, you know, I did have that ROTC for a year, so I'm marching around, you know, I'm a squad leader. You know, I knew more than the person who didn't march around all year. So I was a squad leader. Turns out I was honor graduate of my company. We had 50 women, 200 men. It was just when women were integrated for basic training. Got back to school and thought, this Army stuff is kind of interesting. Maybe it's something I want to do. And I was probably in for 12 years before I said, yeah, I think I'll make this a career. I was always just going to do it until, you know, it wasn't fun anymore. But that first assignment, I get assigned to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Not exactly where I thought my HUA self was going to be. But I did the best job I could. And my boss had this program where you had to do something in addition to your job, duty plus one. And that's where I saw the importance of volunteering. So whatever your job is, look around, see what else you can do. What can make how you get the best benefit out of that? So I was there. I mean, you work crazy hours in basic training. You don't have holidays, you don't have weekends, but you can do kind of whatever you want from 6 till 10 at night, and if you need to go back to work to finish stuff, go ahead and do it. So I said, what can I do with my time here? So I earned 2 master's degrees. And then it was, what's next? What's next? And then I got the opportunity to teach at West Point. You know, I thought I was going to go, I was an engineer in the Army, I thought I was going to graduate school for construction management. But I got a phone call
and said, would you teach history in DMI, the Department of Military Instruction? So I'm like, sure. You know what? I'll study. I'll do it. And so I got picked up to go to graduate school. I was going to teach. Then I get a call before I start my classes. Said, well, since you're studying history anyway, would you teach in the history department? So I'm like, sure. And then I'm there and I'm looking, what's my duty plus one? They have bagpipes and Highland dancers. That's kind of neat. So I was the OR for that. And I just kept looking and looking for new things, more exciting things to do. So whatever job you have, look around and see where you can not only be the best at the thing you are assigned, but make your reach as wide as you can handle. And you may not know how to do it at the very beginning, but you have the leadership skills, and that's the base. Now, if someone told me to fly a plane, I wouldn't say I could do it. But if it's within my technical, if it's within my capability, I am going to go for it. I'm going to bloom where I'm planted. And I did that for each assignment. When people said, oh my gosh, basic training, the kiss of death. Teaching at West Point, you're away from troops for, you know, 125 years, the kiss of death. No. It's what you can reach around you, how you can influence your environment. You know, I was the OR, and so many opportunities open up if you just raise your hand and say, I volunteer. The cadets that year, they were guests at the American Embassy. They marched in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin. And who would have ever thought that when you went to college and weren't even going to do anything in the Army to have that kind of opportunity? At the end of my career, I commanded two battalions, a brigade unit. I was the first woman to command a division in the Army Corps of Engineers, and I had four master's degrees. So whatever your goal is, don't be so set in I have to do this. Be set in I'm going to be the best leader I can. And in conclusion, everybody raise your hand as high as you can. Raise it a little higher. Ah, see? So, bloom where you're planted, volunteer, and make a difference. And I'll be around all day if anyone wants to come up and talk to me. Thank you very much. Thanks for your interest by coming to this forum. And I'll be followed by Major General Maria Britt. Thank you.